brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live with Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to hear from UK callers their take on taxpayers having to pay for these globalists to meet here. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And some of those people can't call from England on that. I forget the specific number we're supposed to give out with a certain prefix. So that people are able to call. Maybe the network can text that to you, Richard, because I forgot. Sometimes people can't call that 800 number if they're in England. It's always good to remember that. 800-259-9231. But coming up, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Again, Max Kaiser is my guest. That was an amazing Adam Smith quote.
From Stacey. Yeah, Stacey made an excellent point there, as she always does on our show. But if you want to follow up on that, I mean, the cops should not allow this gathering because we know that there'll be price collusion going on and price fixing, and that should be discouraged. These guys should be separated and forced to compete with each other, not collude with each other.
But according to them, they're not doing any of that. I mean, even though we have all the documents.
But, yeah, exactly. But we've known for 200 years now, since the publication of Wealth of Nations and Adam Smith, that this is the propensity of businessmen to do this. This is hard-coded into the DNA of free market capitalism for 230 years or so, that we know this is what's going to happen. So the people running our governments, like the Obama or the David Cameron, they should be out front and making sure these things don't happen, these people don't get together, that they should be forced to compete to make money instead of collude to make money.
You're absolutely right. We're going to come back and just open the phones up total to anybody that has a view on Bilderberg or where this is going at 800-259-9931. Again, 800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. And I'll guarantee you the phone system is down with GCN, or I would be even seeing that those phones were all ringing right there. I see this occasionally, and then we figure out the phone system is down. But we'll get that phone system rebooted. 800-259-9031. I see that number so often, I just kind of mill it all together now. 800-259-9231. And if you're in the UK, the number to call in is 1-651-695-7755. Your country code, and then 651-695-7755. We'll get you up and on the air. Max, I want to go over some of the news in the economy, the scandals and Obama first. Then we're going to those phone calls with you here. But as we go to break here, how do you think Bilderberg is going to deal, and in other shadow government meetings, now that they're being identified, that there are special interests pulling the strings? Oh my gosh, what an epiphany. But that is an epiphany for the naive public that really thought the government loved them and was going to take good care of them.
I think they're going to roll out the public relations offensive. So we're going to start, Bilderberg is going to start branding itself, and we're going to start seeing ads for Bilderberg, the group that is doing good things for you. And this is one magical way that modern consumer culture has evolved, in that the people doing the worst things are able to roll out the most egregious propaganda ads to support what they're doing. So now that they've been identified as being part of the bad guys, the Monsanto, the Exxons, the Microsofts, they're part of the bad guys. So now they're going to have to come out with a lot of advertising and PR spin to somehow spin and promote themselves as the good guys. And since they own a monopoly position in the media outlets, we're going to have an excellent chance of doing so. But that's where indie media and InfoWars, is going to be in an open war now. The war is now gone to the open field, and so that's a good for indie media, because it was hard to fight them when they were hiding in the shadows, as they have been. But now that they're out in the open, I think it's going to be easier to fight them.
We'll be right back with Max Kaiser and your phone calls from all over the world. I am your host, Alex Jones. And again, you can also follow the network at GCNLive.com. And we're streaming video right now at Infowars.com/Bilderberg or Infowars.com show. And we've got massive interviews coming up as well. In fact,
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lips stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee you a bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I can barely contain myself. Steve Watson just arrived at the London or the Watford train station. They're at the Watford Junction right now, and there's government ministers, Balls and others, are there right now, and Steve Watson. Have Steve go in and get video interviews on the damn... on the train. Go in. Engage. Engage. That's what I kept telling all the demonstrators and protesters. It isn't even important to sit out there in the sun with me all day and Max Kaiser tomorrow and Saturday and everything. That's important. But not as important as just being on the train, being in a restaurant. If you're a local hooker, they're probably going to be visiting you. I mean, you never know where these scum are going to pop up. And Steve Watson, who was coming, who was with us yesterday reporting for InfoWars.com, Paul's great brother with his political science degree, really helps out in his research. He was here with his fiance or girlfriend helping us do reporting. And then he went back to London where he lives. Well, now he's back and he's on the train with a whole bunch of Bilderberg people coming in, boom, landing in their jets and just hiding under the radar, coming right in here. So that's some of the breaking news. We have calls from England, from Kathleen and others. As soon as you hear calls hung up on, that's your chance to call in. in, 800-259-9231. If you're calling in from England, unfortunately, 800 numbers don't work for some people. So your country code is 011 and then 651-695-7755. But we're just here identifying the lobbyist. I mean, that really, Max, you're right, it's collusion. It comes down to the fact that we're just identifying. Look at Lindsey Graham. Is it sure of bloggers deserve First Amendment protection? And they're going on like England's calling for, the UK, to say, you have to be licensed to be media now, or we'll demand all your sources, or we'll shut you down. That's like fairness doctrine, because they can't win a debate with us. And we have separately, on top of this, got all these other just bizarre headlines where we'll take your DNA in the U.S. without warrants. So we'll, it's a unified agenda. New York Senate passes bill that would make it that will make annoying a cop a felony. Adan Salazar, Infowars.com, New York Senate Bill 2402. Just so they don't like how you look. I saw Florida arrest because the person gave a hateful look. So now, I mean, that's like going back to feudalism where you looked at the king or the lord wrong, Max, and so you're going to be disappeared now. This is just incredible. Max Geiser, and then your phone calls.
No, yeah, it is like feudalism where if you're a friend of the people in the court, you have a shot at being part of the establishment, the elite. Everyone else has to be constantly on guard. It's a complete repudiation of everything that we learned during the Enlightenment. Adam Smith's, we just talked about it. It's a repudiation of the free market capitalism. It's a repudiation of the Enlightenment. We're going back to medievalism.
But you can't argue gave us all this wealth. Tyranny and big government did not give us this.
Well, I mean, this is what I have a slight problem in the United States anyway with the encroachment of, let's say, religious fundamentalism to some degree, because some of these guys like Lindsey Graham and others are going to start claiming that they have the divine right.
Well, he just uses that as a front. They use the Christians.
Yeah, well, they're using the Christians in a way that will end up, they'll be starting to claim that they are operating under the divine right of kings and that they have the divine right to put people in jail because they were looked at funny. And this is what we're seeing happening in real time. It's quite alarming at the speed at which the U.S. is sinking into a hellhole, really, of a complete rightless.
By the way, you're always saying that, and I've got to say, I've seen some police state here, but most of the cops either say, all I care about is rugby, or they say, I'm a listener. And I'm really ashamed to say this, because I say America's waking up, and it is to a great extent. I have been in England, and it is awake. I mean, I cannot walk down the street without having twice the attention I get in the United States, which again I see as a radar, sonar ping. Man, let me tell you, you're right, Max. But how can Europe be under such deep tyranny? Is that why they're more awake?
Let's talk about the UK for a second, because in the UK, unlike the US, you have actually a left-wing press. There is a left in the UK. You have people who are in the Communist Party, and they have seats in Parliament, and there's a left-wing press. And you have real debate between what is identified as right-wing issues.
You have real libertarians like UKIP, they're good guys.
UKIP is challenging the people on the right, and you've got people, of course, who are identified with the left, but you end up with a lot more debate in terms of political agenda, which people are discussing, and it filters down to the man on the street and the rank and file in the police department who are a lot more aware of some of these political debates going on. Whereas in the U.S., you've got the far right and the near right. They don't even have a center. It's all right wing in the United States. There's no left at all. There's no liberal media at all.
Now, see, I would agree. I'd say it's all establishment. You got a fake left and a fake right. You would see liberal as like Thomas Jefferson liberal. But when Americans hear you say liberal, they're thinking the Maoist, you know, at the Justice Department.
Well, yeah, because of the propaganda put out by people like Bilderberg, who like to keep people extremely focused on enemies that don't exist, on shying away from true media debate. So your perception of there being more, let's say, conversations with people who are in the blue-collar world, like cops and nurses and things like that, is because they have a much more dynamic, functioning media here in the UK. I mean, I'm curious to hear what
there's Watson, no doubt there's more choices.
What Watson's opinion is of this. You know, he's a native British guy. He might have a different opinion, but my thought is compared to the States, you do have some more dynamism. Maybe I'm being hoodwinked, and that's not true. I'm curious what Watson has to say. Really.
That's an important video. You are curious?
I would like to know.
All right, Supreme Redcoat.
What was the point again?
The point is, the thought is, Alex was saying that he meets people on the street and they seem a lot more politically awake and aware. Yeah. And I was saying, well, one of the reasons is that there's a more dynamic media here in the UK. There is a left, there is a right, there is more debate, at least. Doesn't mean people,
but there are also cops that go, all I care about is rugby.
It doesn't mean there's a lot more, they're not enjoying greater rights necessarily, but at least there's a lot more debate, given the diversity in media that
or
I...
Or is it because they've been screwed harder?
What are your thoughts, maybe?
They're a few years ahead of it.
I think it's in America, there's a very... America is isolated. A lot of Americans haven't even left America. They don't have passports. Whereas
they think it's a conspiracy theory that Europe even exists, literally.
Oh, yeah, whereas in Britain...
They think like if the U.S. ends, it falls off the earth. Like,
yeah, yeah. No, that's exactly it. But in Britain, it's a tiny country. We're out looking at Europe. We're looking out. We're not looking inwards. A lot of Americans looking inwards because they're not aware of anything that's happening in Europe. They don't leave the country very often. And you're right, there is more of a left-wing element in Britain compared to America, where a lot of it is centered around the Occupy movement, which was very easily infiltrated and steered off to something else. So yeah, there's more diversity in terms of media and opinions. And you were saying yesterday, Alex, that you got the sense that people were more awake here. They'd heard of Bilderberg, but they may not have necessarily heard of you.
Oh yeah, a lot of them didn't even know about it. Were telling me about the New World Order.
Yeah. And they were going, oh, yeah, who are you, by the way? So even without your massive impact, people are waking up, which is good because, you know, it's a diverse thing. But, yeah, I agree with Max. There's more kind of left-wing press.
But they're awake, but their solutions are big government because they see it going and stopping the big bankers, but the big bankers run big government.
Yeah.
So how do you have
to agree on the left is that their solution is typically to enhance government or to streamline government, but there's a government or a solution, which I disagree with, but I think it's important to have that conversation because clearly government...
Well, there's like real leftists here. They're not like authoritarian gang like Obama.
Well, they would have a role in, as we were saying before, in regulating markets. This is where I disagree with people like Lou Rockwell, for example, who is a libertarian to the point of what he calls anarcho-capitalism, which is, he believes, markets are self-correcting and they're never wrong. I disagree in that markets must have some fundamental, rudimentary...
It's like football has
regulation.
Rules. Or they will game them.
Right.
They're going to make the rules, which is they're going to screw you.
The problem with the markets today is that the rules are don't exist, or they're not being enforced, and so people are vilifying capitalism. And then to get to your point,
let them do what they want, but don't bail them out.
There's that.
My issue is don't let them have total freedom, but then they go to jail when they rip people.
But let me say this: the result of the rise of the mob due to the collapse of fake capitalism is identified as a left-wing reaction, but I would disagree with that also. You could call it a populist reaction or a chaotic reaction, but you can't put a political label on it. But the right would say, look, they're the lefties, and they're their mob, and they're fighting us, and that's where Bilderberg will come out of this with their rebranding, that you will be positioned as a left-wing mob, a populist. That's how they'll
all the papers walk in my newsstands. It's right. Like communist to protest capitalist meeting.
But then,
when these are insiders, the opposite of a free market.
But if you go to Infowars.com and you're selling pure water filters, I mean, you're not selling, you know, a left wing agenda. You are a businessman. You have a media outlet. You are part of an economy that values hard work.
Oh yeah, leftists I know think it's bad to even sell a product. Let me make this point here because we're going to break. Max, we're going to come back with calls. This is really important. They try to scramble all the terms, I think is what we're getting to here. And here's Bilderberg that uses government to control its wealth and take over others. And then they call their opposition communist, which it's the opposite. I didn't really run into any communists out there today. I mean, it's my point. They're populist that don't want to be cheated. So that's what it comes down to.
There are hardcore left wingers like Tony Benn, for example. You know, he's a famous left winger. And when the left, the labor government, was in power, you know, they have people who are titans and big wigs, big names in the left wing, and they got blown away by Tony Blair, who came in as New Labor. But as Margaret Thatcher said, you know, as she was about to retire, one of her greatest achievements in life, when asked what is your greatest achievement, she said, well, one of the greatest achievements was New Labor. In other words, New Labor became the right-wing establishment. And that killed Labor. That killed the left-wing politics in this country. So you had New Labor under Tony Blair, which is really just Thatcherism light. And then you had Thatcherism. And there hasn't really been anything since then.
Yeah, but it's all globalism because they've done that to the right-wing. Again, all these terms mean nothing. The bottom line is we shouldn't bail out mega-rich bankers with our tax money while they lecture us all day that it's wrong to make $125,000 a year.
But you're saying that as a businessman, and yet the establishment will say you're saying that as a communist.
I know, but I'm saying it as somebody that wants to run my own life and not be fed on by a bunch of fat cat pigs. We'll be right back with your phone calls and Max Keiser. I'm Alex Jones. We're live from north of London, Bilderberg, 2013.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire, a went down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, burns,
burns. Ladies and gentlemen, we have not had time to upload it yet, but Gerard Batten, who's a big EU member of parliament with UKIP, interview today for like 15 minutes. I've got two different parts. That'll be up tonight, tomorrow on the radio in the first hour with David Knight before I come in the second 2 hours. That will be aired here. Big interview. He's calling for a criminal investigation with UKIP of the Bilderberg Group.
Bravo!
Bravo!
He's done it again. Another major score. Major accomplishment. Put that in the win column. I just found out that we're actually broadcasting the video, too. I thought it was just awesome.
No, Max.
Look, here's this. This is a chart of the
UKIP. Oh, yeah. Oh, the dollar is plunging right now.
The dollar is plunging. You can't see it.
Not how to do it.
Oh, there you go. The dollar is plunging. And I want to talk about a prediction I made on your show 10 months ago. I said within 9 months, and I said April, there would be a big event. And
here, start over.
Why? Because now we're on the air?
I had to move the mic.
What is wrong with you people? I said on your show 10 months ago there would be a major crash of some type, and probably in April. Here we are now in June, first week of June.
I'm going to have later.
Okay, so the timing is pretty good. We've got
fortune favors the bold.
Yeah, major crash in the dollar. Looks like Japan is blowing up, as I said it would. Bond market yields are now rising, as I said
it
would.
Look at that drop. How much is it dropping?
It's huge. Okay, so let me make this point clear. I went on a limb and made a very specific prediction on your show because I was trying to out Gerald Celente, okay? I wanted to get a specific date so I could be the prognosticator of the year award. Well, I missed by 5 or 6 days, a few weeks, so Gerald still has the crown as top prognosticator in the world. But the point is that here we are on a major collapse. Dollar. Bonds. It's all coming unglued in Japan. As I said, Alex, I want to go on record because most of the phone calls...
Lyle Turdberg is meeting.
Yeah, these phone calls are going to be like, what about April? What about April? Here it is. This is all happening. This just is all revolving in real time, and this is the crash. This is the Armageddon. This is the bond apocalypse. Now, additionally, I want to point out that I also would like to claim...
How much has it dropped?
That's huge. My prediction, if you were to price all of these securities against Bitcoin, then I'm absolutely correct that there was a major collapse in April. I know you don't want to go into the Bitcoin thing, but I just want to get that on record, that against Bitcoin, I was exactly to the day, but against...
All right, let me ask you this question. Are you friends with Peter Thiel?
I'm not friends with Peter Thiel, but we are co-investors in a Bitcoin-related company called BitPay, which I encourage you at InfoWars to use, to accept. So the people with Bitcoins, there are billions of people with Bitcoins out there. They want to spend them at InfoWars.com, but there's no way to do it. With BitPay, they can spend Bitcoin on your site. Yes, I'm commandeering the microphone. With BitPay, they can use Bitcoin to buy the ProPure water filters, to buy the InfoWars t-shirt, to buy the Paul Watson fan club buttons, to buy the Alex Jones, I saw Alex Jones at the mall, buttons and t-shirts and the ProPure and the hemp cigarette and all the porta potties. And they can buy them with Bitcoin using BitPay, bitpay.com. Now, Peter Thiel and I are co-investors in BitPay.
Have you ever talked to him?
No, I have not talked to him. He is one of the gang from PayPal that has made $1 billion or so. We came together simply because we're co-investors through the CEO of BitPay, a guy named Tony Gallippi, who has me investing in BitPay. But you got to accept Bitcoin. Bitcoin!
All right, he's not had his medication. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, Max Kaiser here with us. I promise your calls are coming on the next segment. My only issue is I was told by a high-level media person. I'll just say this on air. I was allowed.
Walter Cronkite.
He died a few years ago.
Jessica Savage.
No, I was told by, it's a media owner.
Amy Goodman?
No, much bigger than that. I was told by a media owner at dinner a few months ago that Peter Thiel's a listener, and he knows Bilderberg has problems, and he's trying to get him to go public. And by the way, if you ever want to meet Peter Thiel, we'll fly up there in a jet. And I'm like, I know not to tell rich people, yeah, I'll get on your private jet because it'll actually land. I've had that with Charlie Sheen. So the point is we're going to break one of your take-homes when we come back and go to calls. Then I get told by two different senators, senator connections. I'm gonna say senators.
Rand Paul.
It wasn't Rand Paul.
It wasn't actually Rand Paul.
I was just told, no. You know, the globalists figured this out. Would you like to ever, you know, talk to them? Also, they're going to be going public very, very soon. And then I talked to the BBC, and they say that. And then I talked to MI5. We had dinner with.
So yeah. What? He had a premise there without a...
No, I know. The point is they're reaching out to little old me.
About what?
What do you... I don't know. But
you,
my
you
point is they...
are reaching out to
they must be...
If people are reaching out to you...
They must be in trouble...
What? What are
they
wanna, reaching out about?
No, that they're debating internally whether they're going to go public. We'll be right back with Max Keiser and Alex Jones, Stacey Herbert. And this is, of course, a Paul Joseph Watson production. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Max Keiser wants Billy Idol and not Baker Street.
White Wedding.
No, Baker Street's good. By the way, I keep trying to upload this UKIP. I keep trying to upload this UKIP video.
Right? What happened?
And it just will not let me do it. Like five times we've tried, but it's going up on InfoWars.com tonight. We'll tweet it out at Real Alex Jones. Follow us on Twitter. Follow Max at Max Kaiser. Also, again, you are funding our media operation. That's how we do it. The goal is to defeat the globalist. And he does this snore noise. ProPure, 15% off. Water, 15. Okay, I want to go to phone calls, but you had one other point that you wanted to make. We got Steve Watson coming in here about Ed Ball.
Talk about you, Kip, okay? Nigel Farage became a global media sensation before he was even on the radar in British politics because of your show, because of RT, Russia Today, my network.
No, you kept told me that.
That's right. So that's, again, where the global media is exerting pressure and changing the political landscape. That's why Bilderberg now has to respond, because they look at Nigel Farage. If there was no Alex Jones, no RT, no global independent media space, Nigel Farage would not be getting 15% of the general vote in Britain. So this is really a global phenomenon. The BBC is so dusty and so old and so protected.
Arrogant.
They're totally arrogant, and they haven't changed at all in 30, 40 years. And after the so-called Hutton affair from a few years ago, they're completely afraid to do any breaking news whatsoever, any investigative journalism whatsoever. I've talked to journalists over at the BBC. They're like in a bomb shelter over there. They can't put their nose out and investigate anything.
By the way, Bilderberg kept driving in today with some paper, I haven't found it yet, that said, child pedophile killer released, and they would use it, the paper, to cover their face. And then, Stacey, you were telling me about your friend that tried to fly in here to, as the press, tried to come in here to cover. I want to get you in and talk about that. Okay. Tried to cover the whole pedophile stuff with Savelle before it broke, and they stopped her at the border. Our reporter got sent back as well. Go ahead.
Well, the pedophile scandals in this country have been around for a while, and it's a function, actually, of the very onerous libel laws in this country that prevent people from speaking out. The reason Jimmy Savile was able to violate 400 or 500 boys and girls, minors, with sexual assault is because if you go to the press and you say, I believe this man is sexually assaulted me, he can sue you for everything you're worth. And the way the libel law is set up here is different in the United States, is that instead of having to prove who's at fault here, it's completely reversed so that you, the victim, ends up paying all the legal costs, and you, the victim, invariably end up getting taken down by the establishment. So this is why Jimmy Savile was able to operate for years without any significant challenges, because of the libel laws that exist here in this country. And I'll tell you something very interesting, Alex Jones, is that America, one thing that divides Obama administration did recently is they passed a law that gives Americans an exemption if they're in Britain. If I ever say something that is considered libelous by somebody here in Britain, it would be incumbent upon them to take that case to America. They could not take me to a local jurisdiction for libel prosecution. So here's the expert. Here's the expert.
Joe Lieberman introduced it. And originally, what it was, so Alex Jones, you're here in the UK, you're an American citizen, and you say something that Ed Balls decides to sue you for libel. What would happen is that if it were not libel in the U.S. courts, which it wouldn't be, they will not enforce it. The U.S. courts will not enforce a libel judgment. Now, Joe Lieberman tried to make it that, in fact, there would be an automatic 3x penalty against the U.K. citizen or person who sued you in a U.K. court to do that. So that is a certain exception and something that's good that happened for the U.S. citizens.
You do like basically a loophole in the law, in that a lot of times you'll say, that guy is a jerk, and they'll say, I'm going to sue you for libel. And say, well, then now the way the law reads under Lieberman is like, if it's not considered libel in the U.S., then they can't sue you here in the U.K. So it's a loophole that you, as an American broadcaster now in the U.K., you can say pretty well anything you can say you would say in America here, and nobody in the U.K. establishment can essentially sue you for libel. You've got a free open speech here in thanks to Joe Lieberman. So that's one thing that got through to Joe Lieberman. Everything else he does, I don't like. But here, it's an open season. It's open season for Alex Jones. They can't come after you for libel thanks to Joe Lieberman and this new law.
Very exciting. Now, let me ask you a question, Max. No, I agree with you. Let me ask you a question. We're going to go to phone calls here, but then I want to come back and ask you, where do you see things going for the global bankers? Like how would they like to see things go versus how you see them going? And let's look. Can you go get Steve? I just ran into Ed Balls. Tell people who Ed Balls is. He's the Keebler Elves mommy.
Shadow.
No, he's the shadow.
They have shadow government.
Yeah, they have shadow government, so he's the shadow chancellor, the exchequer. which, of course, is always the finance minister. So go get Stephen here. I want to take some phone calls. Thank you for holding. Kathleen in Britannia, Albion or England. You're on the air with Max Kaiser, who's up past his bedtime.
Hi there. Are you hearing me? Hi there, Max.
We can barely hear you, but go ahead. Yeah.
You can hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I'm an American who's been living in the UK for 28 years. I haven't lost my accent. I keep going back and forth to the States, so I've got a good idea of cultures on both sides. And because I am American, I fit in different places here than if I was a British born, because I don't belong to any particular class. I found this out when I was living in Cambridge. But there's such a class divide. But if you're American, you don't count. So it's easy to fit in both places. My husband was an academic, so I managed to, get involved in that circle in Cambridge.
So great, it's great.
Well, anyway, the main thing here that I see is the difference between the two societies is that the average person here is dependent on one way or another on the government, through, the NHS, which most people have, access to, or benefits like housing benefit. Now, I have two children who both work and are paying taxes, and we still, because of prices, cannot afford a place to live outside of here, and we still...
Sure, so it's collectivization and control, domestication.
All right, so can I ask, so the question then is, are you just making a comment about how to contrast the two countries, really?
That is part of it, but I have to get my daughter to stop knocking on the door while I'm talking.
Okay, well, let's talk about that for a second, because here in the UK and in France and elsewhere in Europe, the government composes up to 50%. Here in the UK, 49% of the GDP is the government. In America, I believe the last I saw, something like 32% of the economy is the government.
It's horrible.
In France, it's almost 60%. Of the economy is the government.
And now they have 100% tax on people.
Right, and people are getting, that's right, they're getting a tax on 100% of their income. So here you have this,
that's reasonable.
Well, yeah, this tension between
total
government and free enterprise, and should the government be involved in picking companies to be started, et cetera, and you have this tension going on. So here in this country, you've got the government, which is up to 50% of the economy, but there are problems. But part of the solution to those problems would be that the government is now allowing for privatization. So things like the NHS and things like education and the transportation system are being tossed to private developers and private contractors. Their solution is to leverage up these institutions with a huge amount of debt. So they're willing, they say, we don't want, the government shouldn't be involved in these things like the NHS or transportation or education. But what we're going to do as private contractors is we're going to take over these facilities, and we're going to increase the debt load by trillions
because
of pounds.
Because there's still a government that can use it to rob
But they still want the government to backstop their debt.
No, it's all a piratical deal.
Take your risk or
instead
no.
of having a long
take
business
your
name.
No, see, they the best of both worlds.
Take your risk or bone.
Gains of running it as an
Ma'am, what do you think of Turdberg? What do you think of Bilderberg? Absolutely. What do you think of Bilderberg meeting in your country and taxpayers having to pay for it?
Well, I believe that this is what I was saying about the benefit bill. I believe all of that was arranged by meetings such as this one in order to keep people compliant. You said yesterday you noticed that everybody was awake. Yes, they're awake because everybody has suffered under the system, who is like the average person on the street. I think if you talk to the public, you'll know of at least just about everybody has known somebody who's had children taken away by the government or known somebody who's died at the hands of the NHS when they shouldn't have. There is so much suffering.
Yeah, everybody I know talks about how my wife went in to have a small thing and died. Absolutely, you're right. No, I think that's why they're awake, because they're under the eugenics hammer. God bless you, ma'am. Good to hear from you. I agree with you. Scott in Idaho. You want to talk about Bilderberg? You're on the air with Alex Jones and Max Kaiser.
Both of you.
Hey, buddy.
It was
George Washington, George, I believe, Alex, that said truth will ultimately prevail where there be pains taken to bring it to light. And I think that that's a lot of what we're trying to do. I recently wrote a letter to my local newspaper and editorial wherein I wrote a short list of what I think is wrong with America and why I think the Second Amendment is so important. And if you'd be so kind, I'd like to read that short editorial.
Sure, go ahead. Only 20 pages.
No, they limit you to about 360 words or something like that. I wrote that something is terribly wrong with this country of ours. Come on, people, wake up and smell the tyranny. Endless wars, torture, extraordinary rendition, highest incarceration rate in the world, government spying and surveillance, drone attacks on sovereign countries, presidential kill list, phony elections, runaway debt, political corruption, corporatism, judicial corruption, gun running, fast and furious, media manipulation, excessive taxation, propaganda, human experimentation, weather modification, Ponzi schemes, private banks dictating national monetary policies, oppression of government whistleblowers, depleted uranium, FISA wiretapping, immoral leadership, cronyism, nepotism, backroom congressional deals, secrecy, destabilization of countries, militarization of law enforcement, fusion centers, assassinations, trillions of dollars missing, war profiteering, cover-ups, lies, deceit, checkpoints, free speech zones, no speech zones, warrantless searches, Guantanamo, TSA groping and sexual abuse, false flag attacks, foreign aid to countries that violate human rights, the emasculation of the Bill of Rights, and pepper spray, tear gas, sound cannons, directed energy weapons, rubber bullets, tasers, and nightsticks for peaceful American protesters.
Well, what's wrong with all that? That's the freedom.
Now they
what's wrong with that?
And now they want us to give up our right to defend ourselves.
Now, this sounds exactly like a song from Gil Scott Heron. Gil Scott Heron was one of the first rappers going back to the 1970s. It's part of the movement which included the Last Poets. And during the civil rights period of late 60s, early 70s, when the emergence of black culture in America, you had artists like Gil Scott Heron who would sing songs using that type of words, that type of phraseology. And at the time, of course, most of America would not consider someone like Gil Scott Heron an artist. But it turns out that he's a prophet, that Gil Scott Heron is a prophet of who we are today in America. He's written some brilliant material. You look back about the Reagan years, a track called B-Movie, or another track about winter in America. I mean, these are some of the artists in American history that have been ignored, and that if you want to find out, you know, the prophets of who saw all this coming, you go back and you find out that this is not a shock to a lot of people who have been oppressed before the white guys start getting oppressed. There's a lot more oppression.
Absolutely. Thank you, caller. Great points that you made here. We're going to go to Steve Watson, who just ran into the shadow chancellor of the Exchequer here in just a moment. We're going to end the show here in about 15 minutes. Max Kaiser past his bedtime. We appreciate him joining us at MaxKaiser.com. Follow him on Twitter at Max Kaiser. Follow us on The Real Alex Jones. We've also got some reporter pages right now. Our tripod is broken, but we're trying to fix that. Richard is operating as a human tripod right now. Steve Watson is here with us briefly. I want to go to Wes and Will and Corey and Dean at least before we end this transmission. But an example of how thousands of protests are showing up, you never know where they run into the globalist. And that's what's important. And Steve Watson, thank you for joining us. Tell us, is it okay to put your girlfriend on television? Tell us, well, nice lady. She's really fun to hang out with. Tell us all about what just happened.
Well, okay, we were traveling here from London, from Euston Station, and we arrived at Watford Junction, and we were just getting some cash out of an ATM, and I was just looking around, just, you know, thinking about getting in a cab, coming to this hotel.
How extreme!
And, very extreme. And I saw someone whose face it clicked in my head, but it didn't immediately register the name. And I thought, is that Ed Balls? So I Googled his image, and
sounds like a character from who's the British comedy guy? He's American, but he does the making fun of James Bond.
Austin Powers.
Ed Balls, secret agent. Keep going, so.
Yeah, and he was with He was with a handler of some kind.
Eric Pickles?
Yeah, possibly. But it was definitely him.
Eric Pickles, I presume. Was it a 400-pound guy?
No, it wasn't. Okay, it was a skinny guy. It wasn't Eric Pickles.
Anyways.
So, yeah, the Shadow Chancellor has come to Bilderberg on public transport. Mm. And that just means that... And also, we saw a couple of others, sharp-looking guys dressed in expensive suits. I've got some video of it, but I don't know if there's anything usable.
No, it is. It's important to show them. Should you go over and talk to them?
Well, I saw Ed Balls, it registered in my mind, I went outside and I couldn't see him anywhere, and there was a guy hanging around that I thought he was with, and we waited for about 15 minutes, but he'd gone. So then we got in a cab and we asked the cab driver if he'd taken anyone to the Grove.
But well, obviously it wasn't that guy, because he would have to come back.
He said,
excellent job, Stevie.
He said he hasn't taken anyone today, but...
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Stevie. Steve Watson of Infowars.com. Thank you, Stevie. All right, let's go back now here to Max Kaiser. So there you go. There's all sorts of opportunities. You know, I'm going to find the paper, but side issue. We're going to break, come back with a few final calls. What else do you want to impart today?
Well, aside from my plug for BitPay?
Yes.
I think that going forward, I'm glad that you now understand what I've been saying about Europe, that you are very well known in Europe, and I hope this is not the last time we see you in Europe, Alex Jones. That's my main thought. I want to have you back often.
I want to come back. Here's a few headlines that are up on Infowars.com right now. London Telegraph, Bilderberg Group, no conspiracy, just the most influential group in the world. Armed checkpoints surround it. Basically, what I told Watson days ago, this is martial law. So the Telegraph scooped us. Continuing here, some of the news here on the entire Bilderberg front. It is just incredible to see all of this unfolding. So we'll cover the latest on Bilderberg on the other side, take a few final phone calls here, and then we will continue with live streams and more with Max Kaiser and the entire crew. Folks, let's have, because we're in England, hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! It's the dog's bollocks, or what do you say? It's the dog's bollocks on them. And piss on Bilderberg. All right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth?
Power Swabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
From 2013 Bilderberg in London, here is Alex Jones.
Folks, Max Geiser is even more insane in person. We have Watson over there laughing here. Stevie over there, me with the gun, you with the belt feeding me, huh? That's a Dr. Strangelove quote, ladies and gentlemen. Let's jam in some calls of polite people.
Here's my Alex Jones impression.
Put your headphones on so you can talk to the listeners.
I am not Bill Hicks. I am not Bill Hicks. I've never been Bill Hicks.
He knows the secret.
Okay.
I'm Geiser, Bill Hicks. Stop it.
I'm not. No, not me. I'm not.
I am Bill Hicks. Come on. Wes in Indiana, you're on the air. It's literally, I thought it was all an act. This man is certifiably insane. But Wes in Indiana, you're on the air. You got to plug this in to listen to him.
Oh, yes. Technology is always changing, isn't it?
Go ahead. Go ahead. You're on the air, Wes.
Hello, Wes.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're in the romper room right now.
First and foremost, I want to thank you for taking my call, and I love the work that you and the crew at Infowars.com are doing, especially the press coverage that you're giving to the Bilderberg Conference. It wasn't even till a few months ago that I was turned on to you and your website by a friend of mine at work, and I thought that, you know, people at work called me a conspiracy nut because of what I felt was wrong in this government. And, you know, here you are just, you know, putting all this out there for everyone to see. And it just justifies everything that I've always believed about our government. What I want to ask is, you know, people are protesting, they're creating petitions, they're yelling, they're getting mad about everything that our government is doing, but when is enough enough? I feel that what the people here in America are doing is not effective because these politicians continue to get away with what they're doing. When do we take
the plunge? That's a good question, Max.
Okay.
That's a good question. How do we, instead of a question, it's a question.
Right.
What do we do to defeat them?
Well, I have my opinion on this, and I think it's a three-pronged attack. Number one, independent media. We got that covered. Number two, you got to hit them in the currency level. That means that local currencies, like here in the UK, there's the Bradford Pound, I believe. In Bradford, they have their own currency. So the people... the Bristol Pound. So the people in Bristol have traded their own local currency, and they trade with each other. So it's all very local.
So media currency.
Currency. And then thirdly, you know, I think that I'm very seriously believe that cryptocurrencies are an important mix of how to defeat the New World Order.
Good point.
I sincerely believe it. I'm appreciate the fact that I'm able to talk about it on this show.
Dollar plunge today. What's going on with that?
Really, the dollar is plunging. Bitcoin price is holding up, and gold and silver have been acting very well. The dollar is a vulnerable currency.
They've been artificially trying to suppress gold and silver.
Well, they, of course, would normally, they'd have to be, you can't just manipulate bond prices and stock prices and credit default swaps without also or LIBOR. Implied with all that is manipulating gold and silver. It's all part of the same matrix of markets that are being managed.
The caller, is that basically your point? You're looking for solutions?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when do we take this fight to them?
Let me ask you this. I want to ask Alex Jones a question based on your question, caller. Okay, Adam Kokesh, who is a warrior, the info warrior, he was calling for an armed march on Washington with guns and stuff. He spent the night in tour jail.
What is your thought, Alex Jones, on what Adam Kokesh has been talking about? I noticed that we're now going to a commercial.
Those damn commercials. All right, no, that's the end of the transmission.
Okay.
No, I'll give you. Oh, we played that just on time because of that.
Oh, perfect. That's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy, Alex Jones.
It is a conspiracy. Right, fine, hey. I know you're exhausted. Max wanted to overdrive now because of his arrogance. We will give him the answer to Adam Kokesh and the groom of the stool. Straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.